Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Dan Campbell after the game yesterday. He joined a morning show today. We'll play the best of what he had to say next hour. Here on Carson Anderson on 97 on the Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Look, you know, amid the comment, Gator, you know, apologizing publicly. I thought yesterday I handled it poorly with people, I think, freaking out. I was like, why did I get so worked up? Why did I lose patience? And I just feel like for the first time in forever, the Detroit Lions have a credible coach. They got good coaching staff. They got a great GM. They got a veteran quarterback. They got some great young talent. And people pulled the plug so quickly. And I think it was not everybody. Okay. Some people I thought there were legitimate criticisms, but it's the short term results and drawing long term conclusions that I guess got under my skin. So 248-539-9797. Greg is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Greg.
Hi, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
And I felt the same way that you feel, I assure you. But this is what I think it is. I mean, as far as what's happening to us as Lions fans, it's just a great explosion of excitement. I mean, that just came up on us all of a sudden, you know. And I think some of the callers, I think they're just fans for the season and not seasoned fans, you know, that they really hadn't been through anything, you know, like the rest of us, the real fans that have been here forever. You know, I got my first Lions star with the Monty Clark prayer, and just to think about it brings tears to my eyes because I, you know, the look on Monty Clark's face. But my point is, and also, what's happening to the Lions is what I think, because of everything that was happening, all the money that has been paid out, and the great, great expectancy that everybody's declaring that we win the Super Bowl, it's hard to just let things happen. I think they feel that they got to make things happen. I got this big contract now. I got to make this happen. So I think they're playing kind of outside of themselves because they have so much to prove because so much is at stake and so much great expectancy. It kind of tilts you off a little bit. But I'm confident in the front office. I'm confident in the coaching staff that we're going to get it right.
You know, it's interesting. There's two things you bring up there, Greg. First of all, I love the line, they're fans for the season, but not seasoned fans. I think you're right that there's a little bit of not knowing how to handle this success, and then the first sign of maybe a bit of a setback, and there is some freaking out. But I wonder how much you bring up the money. People get paid, and suddenly, does it make it not as much fun? Like, they got paid, they better produce. You know? If you pay somebody and they have a bad game, it leads to more sour feelings.
Well, yeah, this is what happens when you're out in the public eye and your salaries are, you know, known by everybody. Everybody knows how much money you're making. And the people are the fans that pack the stands and then watch it on TV and call into our shows and all that, they're invested. And they've invested money into it. And when they're not seeing that pay off for them, for their feelings, they're going to be upset. That's how it works.
Oh, there's a different mentality as a fan when, you know, oh, cute story, you know, third round pick becomes, you know, Pro Bowler. But when highest paid receiver drops pass, right, he's the same guy. You know what I mean? Like, it's different because Javi Baez, you think his contract had anything to do with fans being upset at how he played this year,
mm-hmm,
or since he's been here? Yeah, that plays a role as a fan, I'm saying, how they feel about, you know, rooting and things like that. So, yeah, the pressure's on. You get paid. People expect things. And when they don't go as smoothly, some fans become more irrational.
So I'm looking at this. Here is your NFC contenders going into the year based on Vegas odds. The Eagles at 15-2 were the favorite when the season opened on. Well, that seems weird. Is that the case? Or was this after the opener? Well, I guess it was a Eagles 15-2, 49ers 9-1, Dallas 15-1. No, this can't be right. When did this come out? Because Detroit wasn't that long. What am I looking at?
What the hell are you looking at?
NFL Super Bowl odds 2024. Detroit was not 22-1.
I forget how we talked about that. I thought that they were one of the...
Right, my point was going to be, think of all these teams at the top that have already lost a game.
Well, and Detroit's one of them.
Yep. And it's we're not the only one.
No,
this is the context of the NFL. This is what happened.
Starting off 1-1 or starting off 0-2. I mean...
Completely screwed up the data to support the point. But, I mean, who are the favorites? Who are the favorites in the NFC?
Oh, you would have said San Francisco.
They've got a loss.
You would have said Philadelphia.
They've got a loss.
Detroit.
They've got a loss.
The Rams.
They've got two.
Dallas.
They've got a loss.
There you go. And those, and the Green Bay.
They've got a loss.
So those are the contenders.
Yep.
Going into the season.
Going into the season.
They've now, all got. New Orleans.
Who are the contenders now?
Vikings.
Seattle. I don't know.
Funny. 248-539-9797. Hank is next on 97.1. Hi, Hank.
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Okay, all right, Hank.
All right. So, listen, Doug, first and foremost, let me tell you, do not feel bad at all. Don't. In fact, I think that your boss should give you the leeway to openly tell Fairweather fans to STFU. We're fine. And it's ironic that a few callers ago, we get caller Brian, because he is who called you yesterday and got you frustrated.
No, it wasn't him.
It was a different Brian.
Not him specifically, but people like him.
Okay.
We haven't heard from people like him on your airwaves in almost two seasons because the Lions have been good. And you said something earlier about people wanting to support their own narrative. That's what that is. Along with a little bit of PTSD. Now, if you're a fan, the fact of the matter is the Lions just got good, albeit the past two seasons we've been proving ourselves. But they just got good. So at the first sign of regression, yeah, this is what you get. So I revert right back to my initial point, which is, please have your program director give you the leeway to tell fans to STFU.
Well,
we're good.
I'm not going to do that. I try to respect everybody's opinion. I just got a little frustrated yesterday. But I think you're right about the one part PTSD might being mixed into the equation here might have a lot to do with it. Is that there's still some pretty deep scars.
Well, I've got deep scars too. Like why would I let that hamper my enthusiasm? Or why would I let that take me back to that area where I was hurt for watching those teams play? How about I just go back to my happy place, which was watching this team play last year and getting to the NFC Championship game and having a 17-point lead at the halftime.
So let's be pretty clear. What happened last year is way more relevant than Monty Clark. Way more relevant than
well, this team is
Chuck
built.
Long.
This team is built. They're built to sustain and to hopefully move forward and be very competitive for many years to come, not just be one and done.
Keith is next. Hi, Keith.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Gator, I want to go back to the January game against San Francisco, too. That's what I want to do. But I think where I'm at, where I kind of pulled the plug is I want to see – like, this is obvious what's going to happen because I think they had so much love last year. NFL players know that. NFL teams know that. They kind of came up on a lot of teams. And now that they're the gunned, are they going to be able to withstand anything can happen on any given week in the NFL to win enough games to secure home field advantage? That's why I was ticked that they lost the game and played, and it came out the way they did. It's not commercials. It's not that I'm not a believer in the team, but there's a fine line, as you guys always point out. And are they going to be able, and Dan Campbell said it in the interview, he knows they're going to be gunned for. And when he says something like that, that even raises my concern more because they're going to have to bring their A game every single solitary week and they can't make mistakes, or we're going to be playing on the road in the playoffs.
You know, there's reason to be ticked about the game. I mean, the good news, it's a missed opportunity because so many other contenders also lost. But that's also the good news, that so many other contenders also lost. They didn't lose any ground on San Francisco. They didn't lose any ground on Dallas. Who they lost ground on was Tampa. Tampa now holds a tiebreaker. And they're a game up on them already. A lot of football to be played. 248-539-9797. Hey, next hour, 12:30, hear the best of what Dan Campbell had to tell our morning show. Mix in some Michigan and Michigan State stuff. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.